Hi everyone, and welcome back to Small Talks with E. On today's episode, I'm going to be debunking some common myths and misconceptions about small businesses and the small business community. If you're not already following this podcast, make sure to do so now, and let's get into it. Okay, I am really excited for this episode, debunking myths and misconceptions about the small business community and small businesses in general. So I asked a question sticker on my Instagram story at crafts.by. If you're not really following me, make sure to do so now, as the intro just said. I was like, what are some common myths that people think small businesses, or like things people think small businesses do, but we actually don't? So I pulled up my list right here. And I'm going to be reading them off my phone and tell you guys if this is true or not. So let's get into it. So some of these will be repeats, and I will try and go through them. We have quite a lot, so I'm really excited. So the first one says, from K's Custom Shoes, we overcharge for our supplies. Now, a lot of this is according to me. Some people might overcharge for supplies, but I think small businesses price their products to where everything equals out to equal out for like labor, the time it took to make it, and all the supplies it takes. So we don't overcharge. I'm going to assume she means like products. We don't overcharge because usually everyone has an equation that they use for how much the packaging supplies cost and the labor and the materials to all equal out to how much the price for the product is. So we usually don't overcharge for our supplies. Next one from Case Custom Shoes as well says, that our products aren't as good quality as big businesses. I actually feel like sometimes small businesses are better quality than big businesses, because I feel like since bigger businesses get a whole lot more orders, they don't really spend time, you know, perfecting the quality and like all the fancy little tweaks about products. But I feel like small businesses, I keep on slurring that word, but it's a lot of S's. I feel like we put a lot of time into looking up the best materials to make our products with so that they are good quality. And I feel like sometimes small business products are better than big corporations because we don't have a crap ton of orders to fulfill, and we spend time perfecting each product and design. So I think ours is equal or even better quality than bigger corporations. Next one from EKG Crafts says that small businesses are expensive. Well, some products can be, you know, they just have to be high priced. More like, I think clothing is a bunch of, you know, more expensive things that people sell. But it's all just to pay for, you know, everything that equals into the price equation. So, I mean, some things can be a little bit pricey, but that's just because that's how the price has to be in order to pay for, you know, the time, materials, like I said earlier, all the supplies and stuff. So they can be kind of pricey, but that just depends on what you're buying. And it all has a reason. It has a reason to the madness. The next assumption or misconception from Scrunchy Bug Plus, all these are from Instagram, by the way, so make sure to go check them out if you want, that small businesses just give out free stuff. Where do I even begin? Because honestly, I get this comment message DM all the time. People always asking, can you send this to me for free? We don't give out free stuff, and we're not just going to hand you things easily, because first of all, if we just send you things for free, that leaves us with a negative profit. We don't want to earn any money from that. We just give it out without making you pay. So we don't just give out stuff for free because it hurts our pocketbook, and especially if we don't know the person, and if the person doesn't, like, the person could be a scam. The person could just, you know, like, I don't know. We don't just give out stuff for free. That's just not something we're going to do. If you comment once and you're a 9-year-old with 2 followers on Instagram saying, please give me free products, you are not going to get some unless the small business just, I don't know, trusts you or something. So no, we're not just going to give out free stuff. This next one, I think I got a lot of responses relating to it about, from Leanne Kai Media, I think. She says that some small businesses just buy cheap products and resell them for lots more profit. I think a lot of people get this conception about thrifting businesses, because they buy clothes from thrift stores and stuff and resell them. But the thrifting businesses, they do that. That's just what thrifting is. That's just how thrifting is. There's not going to be a way around it. But a bunch of people don't. I mean, some people do get their stickers like professionally made and then sent to them, but they don't raise the profit too dramatically. Of course, they have to pay for, you know, the price of the sticker that they had made. But a lot of handmade products are not bought and resold. A lot of people will post videos of them making the products, and some people will still be like, oh, you just bought those and resell them. I'm like, no, I make these stickers from scratch every day. I make the designs from scratch. I don't get designs off the internet. And a lot of small businesses don't just buy products for cheap and then sell them for way high, unless they're like a scam. But a lot of small businesses do not do that. Of course, all of these don't apply to every small business, because some businesses just make businesses to be scams and don't like do moral things, but this goes for a lot of small businesses. So a lot of the responses were that we're just, you know, reselling items, or from like larger corporations, we're just reselling their products, and we're not, most likely. So the next one from Maddie Marie Designs says, her misconception is that a lot of people say we're super pushy about buying our products. And that is kind of true, but sometimes you have to be a little bit pushy to, you know, promote your products. But a lot of people, you know, don't just, you know, message people all the time, buy my products. I have gotten a few DMs from other small businesses where they're like, hey, will you please buy from me? And then I decline because, you know, I'm not just going to, you know, up and buy from them just because they want me to. And sometimes I'm not in the financial situation to. And then they'll just keep on being pushy. So that just kind of depends. Some businesses do that, and it is really annoying. And I don't think a lot of businesses should be just pushing people constantly. And some people even make people feel guilty for not buying their products because they are that pushy. So that can be accurate for some businesses, but it's definitely not the moral thing to do as a business, is just constantly push people. I mean, of course you want to promote your products, but you don't want to make people feel bad because they can't buy, or just like constantly be, look at this, buy this, buy this, buy this. You know what I'm saying? So a bunch of businesses are not super pushy. I think of myself as not super pushy. I hope not. I don't really think I am, because I don't promote my products constantly over and over and over overwhelmingly. But I think for the most part, we're not super pushy about people buying our products. So to the next thing, this is from A Custom Creations. She says that we make a ton of money and get tons of orders. Most of the time, no matter how big of a business you are, you don't have a super large profit because you're still paying for the materials and time it takes to make your product. So no one has like a crap ton of money unless they're just like making huge profit. And not all businesses get tons of orders. Even as 5,000 followers that I am, I don't get orders every day. There's been weeks where I haven't gotten orders, even with a large following as I am. So following doesn't equal orders, and we don't get lots of orders every day. You know, sometimes I'm perfectly fine if I just get one a day, barely even that. If I don't get that, I'm okay with it. So we don't always make a lot of money and get a lot of orders. That's just like, you know, saying, I don't know, just we just don't do that. That's just not how it works. That's just not how the equations go and all the pricing and stuff. We can't just like be making $10,000 a day. Like, that's just like a stereotype. That's what's called. Here's one from Long Lake Designs Company. She says, I've heard mixed things about this one. And then this is the misconception. You need to find a niche in order to be successful. I feel like a lot of people get trapped and think that they have to have a niche, like they can only sell jewelry or they can only sell stickers. But really, expanding to different niches is okay, especially in order to be successful. You can just do whatever works for you. Like people, you know, they sell all different kinds of products. I've known people that sell anything from shirts to notepads to digital products. Like, you don't have to settle in just one niche in order to be successful. So that is definitely a myth. And you just don't have to just settle in one thing to be successful and have like a good, solid running business. And also, I think a lot of people think just because... Wait, what was I going to say? Excuse me. I'm sorry. I lose my train of thought sometimes, if I'm being honest. But yeah, you definitely don't need to find a specific niche in order to be successful. I hope that helped. Another one kind of relating to one I said a few times back from Bugsy's Bandanas and Company. They say, this is one I get a lot. Oh, so you own a small business, you must be so rich. This kind of goes along with the tons of money, tons of orders thing. We're not super rich. We're not. We don't have money just flowing out of our pockets like a fountain. Unless you do, then good for you. Good job. A lot of us are not super rich, and you don't just like get that much money because you still have to pay for your materials after, you know, you get paid and stuff. So definitely fake. That's it. Of course, yet again, there's a bunch of them saying you buy stuff and resell it from Shein or other small businesses. And then there's just some more saying, I have a ton of followers, which means I have a ton of sales. And of course, that's not correct. Followers does not equal sales. Followers does not equal, you know, how much money you make. I know people that have 10,000 followers and don't have that many sales, which is totally fine because everyone grows at their own rate and that's just how it works out, and that's fine. But, you know, having 5,000 followers doesn't equal 5,000 sales. I mean, if you do have 5,000 sales and 5,000 followers, that's great. Like, amazing. Like, wow. Good job. But a lot of times that's not how it ends up going. So a ton of followers does not equal a ton of sales. Okay, next, we're getting to the last of them, I think. So these are the last two misconceptions I think I have. So I'll probably go over a few more, but these are all the ones I've gotten in the past 24 hours. So, wait, hold on, let me read this. This is a little bit confusing. So one of them says, a common misconception is how many sales a small business makes. And that she says a bunch of people will see their products and just be like, oh, your products are so cute. You must have a bunch of sales. Just because one person thinks that they're cute doesn't mean I have as many sales as they think I would. Sometimes I'll meet people in my school and they'll be like, oh my gosh, Emily, you have 5,000 followers. How many sales do you have? And I'll be like, oh, I have 200 or 100 or whatever I said at the time. And they'll be kind of disappointed. And I'm like, just because... Like, this goes along with the followers equals sales thing, kind of, but just, like, the huge misconception is that followers equals sales. It does not equal sales. You know what I mean? If I will shout it from the rooftops. I will shout it. And a bunch of the time, the reason why we don't have a ton of money is because we have to buy, you know, machines to make our products with, supplies, high-quality supplies at that. We don't want them to just be falling apart, you know? We have to, like, buy organization and simple little, you know, like, stamps, postage, packaging. So much stuff goes into, you know, the profit and equation of how much money you're going to make at the end of the day. And I'm being honest, I haven't made a whole lot of profit. Just because I reinvest everything back into my business to buy, you know, I got my Cricut machine, I reinvested that money to buy, you know, organization supplies, just simple things, especially this desk. Which I have, which I'm really proud of myself for getting. And yeah, just the biggest, that's all the misconceptions I have from people. So thank you to everyone who entered that question box. Just the biggest thing that people think about small businesses is that we have a lot of money. And it's not true. And also that you have to stick to one thing, that you only have to sell one kind of product. You can sell more than jewelry. You can sell more than clothes or stickers or whatever. Some people's you know, Instagram name will be like jewelry by, for instance, like, I don't know if this is a real person, but jewelry by Emily. And they'll be like, oh, why aren't you selling jewelry or just jewelry? You sell jewelry and stickers and shirts and all this stuff. But yeah, just a bunch of misconceptions. And thank you that I hope this helped you guys understand that we are so much more than what we come out to be and all the stereotypes that you hear. And just that small businesses really, you know, have a reason for their prices and everything that they do to make it worthwhile and make their products quality. So that's about all the myths and misconceptions I have. I hope these cleared some things up for you. And definitely, we are stereotyped so often, it's not even funny. Just because we started our business from scratch, you must be so rich, etc. We're not. We're just a bunch of different people trying to have successful businesses, no matter our age, what we look like, anything. So yeah, that's about it. I want to thank you guys for listening to this podcast episode. As always, you can follow me on Instagram at crafts.bye and look at my Etsy shop, Crafts by E Shop. I think the link should be in the description. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to follow this podcast if you're not already. This is really fun to make. I was really excited to do this. In the future, I also want to do like a Q&A about my podcast and stuff. I've tried to do that a few times, but I haven't gotten enough responses. So hopefully in the future, there'll be like a Q&A episode. So yeah, that's about it. I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure you're following everything. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.